The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is actually an interesting advertisement. It is titled, Forging a Fearless Future. Breaking through racial and gender barriers, Black women have risen up in STEM careers over time. Today's women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics stand on the shoulders of those who came before them. And now, Olay Body spotlights pioneers of the past as well as women working in STEM today for Olay. A timeline showcasing Black women in STEM. 1864, the first Black woman becomes a physician in the United States. This was the year that Rebecca Lee Crumpler graduated from the New England Female Medical College as a doctor of medicine. 1889, the first Black woman becomes the head of a college science department. Her name was Josephine Ceylon Yates, and she was also one of the first Black professors to teach at the college level. 1948, the first Black woman surgeon begins practicing. Dorothy Lavinia Brown forged through resistance to become a respected surgeon and then the first Black woman in the Tennessee State Legislature. 1988, scholarship created for Black science students at Queens College. It was started by Dr. Marie M. Daly, who broke through racial and gender barriers to become the first Black woman to earn a Ph.D. in chemistry in 1947. Dr. Olubol Aji Akintilor is a leading scientist in beauty care personal cleansing technology at Procter & Gamble. She has developed modeling capabilities that allowed for fast cycle learning and is currently responsible for developing new body wash products. Dr. Akintilor is a champion for inclusive beauty and also leads the design of products for multi-ethnic consumer. She says, as a mother of a young daughter, I am proud to show her that she can be anything she chooses. Dr. Maisha Jones is a senior scientist and Senior Scientific Communications Manager for Personal Care at Procter & Gamble. After beginning her STEM career in beauty care microbiology, Dr. Jones led the design and delivery of cleanser, antiperspirant, and deodorant clinical trials. Now she helps healthcare professionals, consumers, and other stakeholders understand the science behind personal care products. She says, it is a privilege to encourage the next generation and to serve as a role model for young women in STEM. Discover more beauty products created by incredible female scientists at Olay.com. The next article is about the contributors to Essence. Candace Frederick, a TV and film journalist living in New York City. Candace Frederick tries to watch at least one new movie per day to boost her cinematic knowledge and deepen her engagement with visual storytelling. In addition to her love of the screen, she also enjoys biking, hiking, and all things culinary. In this issue, she predicts which actors will be sizzling hot in three must-watch 2021 movies. Lorna Simpson. We don't know who was more excited to work with living icon Lorna Simpson for our Black History Month issue. Cover girl Rihanna or us. Simpson came to prominence in the 1980s with her pioneering approach to conceptual photography. Her early work questioned representation, identity, gender, and race. Ideas that continue to drive her multidisciplinary practice. She deftly explores memory and history. Both are central themes in her work, which has been exhibited at museums internationally and included in permanent collections in New York's Museum of Modern Art and the Whitney Museum of American Art. She was awarded the prestigious J. Paul Getty Medal in 2019. Charlie Penn. Essence lifestyle director Charlie Penn has devoted her editorial career to bringing women heartfelt and relatable advice for better living and loving. Her multiple contributions to this issue are no exception. She thoughtfully curated every story in the Thrive section to kickstart 2021 as your best year yet, complete with a month-by-month guide to personal growth and inspiration. She also assigned a story profiling top health and fitness leaders in our Black Women in Wellness feature. The New Jersey native is currently settling in her first home with her husband and dog, creating their sanctuary one room at a time. Blake Newby has an enduring passion for all things beauty, always with an eye toward inclusivity. Contributing to countless outlets as a dedicated writer covering hair and beauty, Newby was delighted to profile Javicia Leslie of CW's Batwoman. The impact of Black girls seeing someone who looks like them, with hair like them, playing a superhero on primetime television is so powerful and long overdue, she says. These are the examples I wish I had growing up, and I am honored to be able to amplify characters like Leslie's. Blake's stories have also appeared in Allure, Nylon, Glamour, BET, and Cosmopolitan, as well as on the Zoe Report. Melanie Campbell. Asking Melanie Campbell to report on what Black women expect from the Biden-Harris administration's first 100 days was a natural fit. She is the president, CEO of the National Coalition of Black Civic Participation, convener of the Black Women's Roundtable, and recognized as one of the hardest working leaders in civil rights, women's rights, and social justice movements. She has served as an advisor to U.S. presidents, members of Congress, and faith leaders, identifying the critical issues that impact Black America. The next article is titled Editor's Letter Plus Feedback. A brand new day. Story time. Back in 2007, I was a newly minted entertainment editor pitching a story on a young artist named Rihanna to my editor-in-chief. Everyone knew her hits, but the jury was still out on her staying power. Then I was invited to Def Jam's office for an early listen of Good Girl Gone Bad. In my next meeting with my boss, I was empathetic. We must feature Rihanna. Within days, I was coordinating a fashion profile in Barbados, where we photographed the then 19-year-old singer who was about to set the world aflame. 14 years later, I'm leading another Essence and Rihanna moment. No longer a rising star, she's now a blazing sun heating up fashion, beauty, and music. Raise your hand if you had your coins ready for Fenty Skin's debut at Sephora in December and are praying for R9 in 2021. So when Rihanna and her creative director, Jaleel Weaver, expressed the idea of collaborating with the legendary Lorna Simpson, whose powerful work has been shown in some of the most prominent art spaces, I briefly fainted from the idea of these two genius minds coming together. I still gasp at the piercing beauty of Simpson's of Earth and Sky 2020. But that's not the only brilliance in the issue. Cicely Tyson shares an excerpt from her memoir. President Barack Obama talks about his time in the White House. Donna Brazile and others expound on Kamala Harris. And Tarana Burke reimagines the future of Black women. Much like the cover image created by Simpson, we are looking at ourselves through a brand new lens to start 2021. Here's to loving what we see. Correction. An article published in the November-December issue of Essence, Knowledge is Power, What Black People Need to Know About HIV AIDS Right Now, incorrectly referenced the use of PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, as a way for HIV-positive people to lower their virus load to an undetectable level so that there is no risk of transmitting the virus through sex. However, PEP is an emergency medical intervention used only for people who do not have HIV. So PEP is an emergency medical intervention of antiretroviral medications to prevent infection when taken within 72 hours after possible exposure. GU Corner. The next article is titled GU Corner. Girls United is Essence's Generation Z brand, dedicated to fostering community while building on Essence's passion for serving Black women. The team behind the initiative, co-founders Rachel and Sophia Dennis, and associate editors Brooklyn White and Nandy Howard, has spent the past year planning virtual activations, crafting dynamic editorial, social, and video content, and providing educational resources with the special mission of uplifting young women in mind. This year, look for GU curated content in the pages of our Big Sis Essence. Up first, get to know the GU team as they share what they are into these days. Rachel tells us what she's reading, Brooklyn gives insight on what she's listening to, and Nandy reflects on a particular piece of clothing that makes sheltering in place a little bit easier. What I'm reading. I love books that I can go back to no matter what I'm experiencing in life. I highlight, fold, and even rip pages out when something moves me. Shoe Dog by Phil Knight is an iconic book for many reasons, and I find myself going back to it whenever I need motivation. It is a great reminder of the power of being resilient for anyone who feels like an underdog. Another great read is More Than Enough by Elaine Walter Roth. As a young Black woman, It is easy to feel as if you don't truly belong in spaces not traditionally meant for you. This book serves as a reminder to be fearless in taking up space as you pursue your goals and achieve your potential. What I'm listening to. Of course, I've been listening to Megan Thee Stallion's debut album, Good News. Her story is triumphant one. Her story is a triumphant one. And after years of observing her growth as a woman and an artist, I can't help but support her endeavors. I'm also revisiting The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It is filled with vital messages that have informed my spirituality, my views on relationships, and my sense of humanity. What I'm wearing. I don't think we have ever been in the house this much. I know I haven't. Over the past several months, I've invested in an unprecedented amount of loungewear, and my house shoe collection has grown like crazy. The most comfortable pair of slides I own are my UGG, slippers. They have a comfortable fit and come in multiple colors. My personal fave is the bright sulfur. The next article is titled Winter Wardrobe Essentials. We have managed to make it past 2020, but even as we press restart and begin a new year, winter weather unfortunately stays with us a bit longer. As we await springtime and summer frills, Arctic-like chills have arrived. But that's no reason to minimize your style, even in the house. Dropping outdoor temperatures are not all that's making most of us stay inside. There is still a pandemic crisis, and staying homebound is the safest choice. Luckily, you have your pick of the coziest layering pieces available. One modus operandi that keeps us warm and then serves as a transitional piece come spring is the cardigan. With so many prints, textures, and weights available to you, you will want a few different options in your collection, especially since this universal sweater is this season's trendiest piece. The next article is titled Black History, Present, and Future. From a novel that centers an enslaved woman to an Afro-futurist text that explores the melding of technology and culture, these books tell uniquely Black stories when we need them most. Riveting from its opening page, Afro-futurist marvel, Remote Control, weaves a fantastical world around Sankofa, a girl from Ghana who encounters an alien artifact and becomes the solitary, powerful adopted daughter of death. You won't want to leave her side in this lyrical and compelling text as she searches for answers about what happened and what is to come. The next book, though Concrete Rose, much-awaited companion novel to Angie Thomas's hit The Hate U Give, is aimed at young adults. Even the most seasoned readers will get caught up in the tale of teenager Maverick Carter, father of thug protagonist Star, as he tries to leave the drug game and remake himself for his new family. The next book, S. Johnson's new historical novel, Yellow Wife, was inspired by the real-life story of enslaved woman Mary Lumpkin. Its urgent moving prose follows fair-skinned Phoebe Dolores Brown, who was promised her freedom on her 18th birthday, only to be forced into marrying the cruel slaveholder in charge of the nefarious jail dubbed Devil's Half Acre. The next book. The fight for racial justice is exhausting. Activist Rachel Ricketts' new book aims to help repair the damage it wages on the spirit. Do Better, Spiritual Activism for Fighting and Healing from White Supremacy, is full of guided meditations, breath work exercises, and journaling prompts to bolster us as we work to keep our heads above troubled water. The next book, Rebecca Carroll's Surviving the White Gaze, chronicles the cultural critic's struggle to embrace her identity as a Black woman in a world that devalues it. Adopted at birth by a white family, she was at the time the only Black person in her rural New Hampshire hometown. In her poignant memoir, she lets readers into the moments, intimate and universal, that shaped her. The next article is titled, Why I Started a Business During Quarantine, How Three Sisters Bossed Up and Turned Challenging Times into Golden Opportunities. When the pandemic hit, some business-minded Black women leaped into action. They used their proneness and innovation to build up companies that would be of value to many. Hear the entrepreneurs describe starting and growing their new businesses. My income dried up. Hairdresser and fitness instructor Monique Walker was not exactly trying to launch a business. But when the pandemic shut down salons and gyms last spring, her resources dwindled. I didn't know what I was going to do, says Walker, 41. A friend suggested she teach virtual dance classes to bring in money. I began researching names, logos, and website creation, and by July, it was a real business, says Walker, owner of Verve Fitness LLC in Memphis, Tennessee. After investing $5,000 from her family, a grant, and her own coins into her business, Walker now teaches sculpt, yoga, and other classes 6 days a week for $12 a session online. Creating an experience via Zoom is challenging, she says, so I learned everyone's name, said it during workout, and provided specific corrections and encouragement. It is working. Verve Fitness pulled in close to $15,000 before the end of 2020. Next up, a brick-and-mortar fitness studio. It was time to pivot. In March, Michelle S. Felder's event planning business came to a screeching halt. I was faced with 11 canceled events and no other income, says Felder, 44, of Cleveland, Ohio. I used what I had to provide what I needed, which meant taking rings of an Kara fabric sourced from Ghana. A little tech savvy and hustling spirit to create and sell masks for COVID-19 protection. In April, Felder launched Cotton Blocks by Sewing Mask, handling fulfillment and building a website. I wanted to address the need for safety and educate the community about Black change agents, she says. So she named each mask after notable Black figures from the present and past. The masks sell for $15 to $18 and have earned her company more than $16,000 at last count. In 2021, the company will phase out of masks and launch a streetwear clothing line. Don't be surprised if home decor designs are to follow. I saw a hole in the market. Talia R. Boone's company was born of desire. I was desperate to have flowers after 2 months of lockdown, says Boone, 42, founder and CEO of Postal Petals in Los Angeles, a delivery service that offers customers fresh farm-to-table blooms in bulk, with the option of a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly subscription. When the Los Angeles flower market she patronized closed its doors due to the pandemic, Boone scoured the internet looking for a wholesaler. I tried to convince him to ship me a small order of flowers that I could arrange from home, she says. I soon realized what I was looking for didn't exist. So she went to work creating a blueprint for her own website and hiring a developer from Fiverr. In September, the site launched and attracted some investors, prompting Boone to consider a more formal investment round. We have mostly grown through word of mouth, she says. Looking ahead, we plan to roll out gift boxes and cool artist collections and cool artist collaborations to tap into a broader audience. The next article is titled, Your Post-Pandemic Travel Fantasies. Picture it. You are somewhere on a warm beach, sipping a pina colada, or maybe you're exploring the busy cobblestone streets of an ancient city. A girl can dream, can't she? We hope that someday soon, it will be safe to dust off those passports and head off to paradise. Until then, we ask Essence readers to share the travel destination they most want to visit when outside opens again. Let's hear it for the wanderlust. Paris at Jasmine_Shields. I took my first international trip there in January, but only for a few days. I would love to spend a bit more time exploring what it has to offer. Hawaii at MZ Parr. It's my dream vacation destination, and 2021 is my 10-year wedding anniversary. Japan at Shining Solace. My twin sister and I were going to go in April, but the pandemic hit. We are hoping to go next year. Egypt at Big Deal 92. I would love a family trip with my husband and children to Egypt, ride a camel and visit the ancient pyramids, discover bits of history while living in the now and looking to my future. The next article is titled, Working It Out, How Three Essence Staffers Turned, quote-unquote, Found Time at Home into a Deep Personal Commitment to a Healthier, Happier Life. First, you need to schedule yourself in, stay focused, and then find your tribe. Have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.